The state of Illinois has now passed a law which prohibits insurers from requiring prior authorization cases where patients need permission from insurance companies before receiving a whole host of kinds of treatment. The new law also includes a prohibition on insurance plans requiring what is known as step therapy. It may be cheaper than being fully insured, but many of these other junk plans do not cover behavioral health. They do not cover pre-existing conditions. This is a quote from Democratic Representative Bob Morgan. They may not even cover hospitalization. What kind of health plan doesn't cover hospitalization? A plan that is not a plan at all. And I guess those are going to be outlawed now. Huh, Representative? Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John. This is a huge deal and a big amount of reform for health insurance in Illinois that was led by my colleague, State Representative Anna Moeller, State Senator Robert Peters, and specifically by Governor Pritzker to really reform what we have with health insurance. You mentioned prior authorization for behavioral health. These are huge game changers and really the first in the nation to do this. So most people don't know that the governor signed the Healthcare Protection Act yesterday, but this is going to impact people's care and their health care in Illinois.
Was it, it seemed like there was a few things that this covered. Let's start with step therapy. What is that and what has happened to that?
Yeah, most of us, when we've had a prescription, something prescribed by our doctor, and the insurance company says, you know what, instead of starting with the drug the doctor said you should have, you need to start with the generic version. That's probably not going to help you the same way you need it to be helped. And so that is just something that, again, the insurers have inserted themselves between the patient and the doctor. And that's going away in Illinois starting in January. So that's effectively what step therapy is, when insurance companies are saying, we know what's best for you, instead of listening to the doctors.
Is that just for prescriptions or is that for other treatments or procedures?
Yeah, that applies to prescriptions. And so, again, this is a big deal, particularly for seniors who are trying to get their medicines. And increasingly, these insurance companies are stepping in and saying, no, you really don't have access to what you really need. We need you to first try something that's not going to work. And when people need their health care, when people need their prescriptions, they need access to it. And instead, they face delays and denial.
What were these policies that you were talking about that don't cover much at all?
Yeah, the junk fee, the junk plans. So this is basically bridge insurance between jobs. When people are between one job and another and they lose their health insurance for a few months, these are really short-term plans, 3-2 months, something like that. And what happens is people are paying the cheapest plan that they can because they know that they're going to be transitioning to another job at some point, and so they're looking for the cheapest plan available. The problem is these plans offer a false choice because you think you're covered, but in fact you are not. So like you said, they're not covered for pre-existing conditions, they're not covered for behavioral health, and worst of all, if they have a crisis and they have to go to the hospital, they're not even covered for the hospitalization. So the federal government has moved and towards getting rid of these types of plans. But Illinois is saying, no, they're going to go. People should go to the health insurance marketplace. We should get them full coverage. And we're going to make sure people have the health care protections that they need and deserve.
So if those less expensive but ineffective plans are not offered in Illinois, then people have to go to the exchange. Is that going to be more expensive? What if they can't afford that?
Yeah, so the exchange has a variety of options that are cheaper or more expensive. And then there's always COBRA, which is really expensive.
Yes.
But the marketplace is really where people should be going. There are a number of options and a variety of choices for people. It's very, very easy to sign up. And so when people are in between this gray area between jobs or between insurance coverage, they really need to have the healthcare access that they need, especially for those crises that do happen. And that's really what we're going to allow to happen. We're going to get rid of these junk insurance plans in Illinois.
Well, I don't think anybody is against what you've done here, but it does sound a little nanny state-ish in that if that's the plan that I wanted and it's less expensive and maybe it keeps me from some enormous bill, I may have to pay out of pocket for more than I want. Maybe that's an option I should have rather than having to go to the exchange and pay more for the short-term insurance. How do you address that?
Well, the exchange does offer a variety of plans that don't cover everything. So in Illinois, we say there's a floor. With the marketplace plans, there's a minimum amount of coverage that everyone should have just for safety. And just making sure the bare minimum is covered. And that's what the marketplace is. Now, of course, you can get more sophisticated, more robust plans that are more expensive. But what's happened is that people may pay 50% or 25% of the cost of an insurance plan, but they get 0% of the coverage.
Yeah, right.
And that's not really a plan. That's not coverage at all. That's just deceptive.
Got it. Okay.
Because these are people that are struggling, right?
Talk to
so
me.
We want to make sure they're covered.
Talk to me about this pre-authorization thing, too, though. Is that just for mental health, or does that cover other areas?
You know, right now, the what we pass in the Health Care Protection Act, that's focused on behavioral health. There are a lot of other prior authorizations that I think the state legislature and the governor are going to continue to work on, and whether or not there are other ways we can get remove or mitigate some of that. But this really focuses on behavioral health. When someone has a mental health crisis, they are in crisis. They need the help right then and there. But what is happening all too often to thousands of people around Illinois, millions around the country, is they have to go to not their doctor, but an insurance company before they can get the health care and mental health care they need. And so this really removes that barrier. It doesn't mean that everything you want is going to be covered by insurance. It means that the insurance companies aren't going to be dictating when you get your mental health or not. And so this is a really big step forward, as mental health is a bigger and bigger issue for so many people in our community.
And maybe a challenging one to diagnose. And now you've got an insurance company saying, well, maybe you're not really pre-suicidal enough or something. And that must just be so frustrating.
The governor talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was an example the governor gave yesterday of someone he knows whose child was in the ambulance on the way during a mental health crisis to an emergency room. And on the way, called the insurance company, and the insurance company said no. And so it's so unconscionable and immoral, let alone legal. So now we made that so that insurance companies no longer are standing between you and your doctor, you and the healthcare that you need.
Yeah, right. And I'd like to maybe see it expanded to other areas. One of our listeners just texted in, John, this is a wonderful reform. As a cardiac nurse, I have been fighting insurance companies for years to get patients their correct medication and appropriate testing approved, could never understand how insurance companies had more power than the physicians, period. Now let's work on better mental health care in this country. Well, that's one for you there, Representative.
Yeah, no, John, I agree exactly with that comment. And there's a lot more that we can do. The workforce of social workers and therapists, it's too short. It's too difficult to find a provider. Ghost networks is another thing that this law, this really robust, broad law, targets. So when you go on your insurance website and you try and find a mental health specialist, and you call that phone number, and that person either retired or moved or is no longer part of that health insurance plan,
yeah,
right? Those are the things we're going to target in Illinois. Because, again, when people have a crisis, we need to make sure they have access to the care that they need.
Republicans and Democrats alike voted for it, and the governor signed
it. That's right.
So, Bob Morgan, good on you all. And Deerfield, thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Thanks for having us. This is a really, really positive step for the state of Illinois for our health care.